Genesis chapter 49. And Jacob called to his sons and said, "Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days." So this is going to be God the Holy Spirit speaking through Jacob to his 12 sons, which will become the 12 tribes that make up the nation Israel. And because it is anointed and inspired by the Holy Spirit, it is a part of the Word of God. And that is why he said, "It shall befall you." Not might, not may, not there's a good chance, but it shall. 2. He begins, "Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken to Israel your father." Listen carefully, because this is the word of God. 3. "Reuben, you are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power." And this is what Reuben should have been and could have been, but he wasn't because of sin. 4. "Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defiled it. He went up to my couch." It's as almost as if Jacob still can't believe that he did it. He had sexual relations with one of his father's secondary wives, and he did not excel. No great man, no great ruler, no great prophet came out of the tribe of Reuben. 5. "Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations." Yep, Simeon and Levi shared in the sin of wholesale slaughter of the men in Shechem. And the word of the Lord defines them as cruel. You know, it's not cruel to punish someone who, through due process of law, has been found guilty. But theirs was an act of vigilantism and wholesale slaughter. 6. "O my soul, come not you into their secret, to their assembly. My honor, be not you united. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dug down a wall." Jacob says, "I don't want to be connected to those two boys of mine. I don't want anyone to ever say that I approved of what they did, because I did not. Don't connect me with them. Don't identify me with them." And he continues, "Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel." And you know what? This came to pass. The tribe of Simeon never did have their own inheritance, but instead settled within the inheritance of Judah. Levi had no inheritance at all. And it was partly to fulfill this prophecy, which must come to pass. But also, God kind of changes their fortune a little bit later on because of later events when they behaved correctly and they really took a stand for the Lord. And as a result, God would make them the priestly tribe, which would be scattered throughout the nation Israel for ministry purposes. So they started out poorly, but they really had a nice comeback. 8. "Judah, you are he whom your brethren shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you." And Jesus the Messiah, the King of Kings, would come through the tribe of Judah, which is why all the other Israelites would bow down before him. In fact, the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. 9. He continues, "Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey. My son, you are gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up?" In other words, who would be stupid enough to contest the absolute authority and invincibility of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, some have, and some will. And their stupidity will be revealed when they are crushed and sent straight to hell. 10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be. The only way anyone will ever be gathered to the Father is through Jesus Christ, because his death on the cross is the only payment for sin. 11. Binding his foal to the vine, and his ass's coat to the choice vine, he washed his garments in wine and his clothes in the blood of grapes. On the cross, Jesus purchased the eternal prosperity for all who belong to him. And washing garments in wine rather than in water speaks of that prosperity. Verse 12, his eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. And again, this speaks of the blessing of those who belong to Jesus. Blessings of prosperity and blessings of health forever and ever. And all because of our Lord's death on the cross, which makes it all possible. 13. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zion. Zebulun became very active in commerce because the great trade routes from north to south and to the Mediterranean Sea went through Zebulun. 14. Issachar is a strong ass couching down between two burdens, and he saw that rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and he bowed his shoulder to bear and became a servant to tribute. Issachar would become somewhat of a pushover because they were unwilling to fight and prepare themselves for those who would take advantage of them. They liked to take it easy, too easy, and it cost them their freedom. 16. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path, that bites the horse heels so that its rider shall fall backward. The tribe of Dan had potential, but they blew it. And the biggest way they blew it, the tribe of Dan was the first to introduce idolatry into Israel. And you can read about that in Judges chapter 18. And God calls them a serpent because they did the work of the devil. 18. I have waited for your salvation, O Lord. And it's as if Jacob takes a breather and just offers a prayer. Lord, help us. He has had to say several unpleasant things about his offspring by the word of the Lord. So he seems to be praying for God's mercy and his salvation. And when we think about our life, if we are really honest, we will sigh and we will pray for God's salvation through Jesus Christ. Lord, have mercy. 19. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Gad will have his troubles, but his perseverance will pay off. And our perseverance will pay off too. Never quit living for Jesus, no matter how hard it may get. Don't give up on Jesus. Don't throw away your faith, because it has great recompense of reward according to the book of Hebrews. In other words, the final victory is for those who persevere with Christ. 20. Out of Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. And I'm really not sure what this means, but it seems to suggest that they will play a part in the prosperity of God's people. Good reminder that God is not opposed to his people enjoying good things in this life, as long as those good things do not replace God as one's top priority. 21. Naphtali is a hind. A hind is a female deer. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He gives goodly words. Naphtali evidently became good with words, or will become good with words. 22. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. You know, in Scripture, Joseph is a type of Christ. You can see a lot of types and shadows of Christ through Joseph's life and experiences. And this speaks of the tremendous blessings that will come through Jesus because of the cross for all those who belong to him. 23, the archers have sorely grieved him and shot at him and hated him. So he was hurt. Joseph suffered before he became a source of blessing to his brothers. And, of course, Jesus suffered on the cross in order to become the source of blessing for all who would repent and receive him as Lord and Savior. 24. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Jesus defeated all opposition, and in the end did everything the Father brought him into the world to do, and he did it all with his death on the cross. 25, even by the God of your Father who shall help you, and by the Almighty who shall bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies under, blessings of the breast and of the womb. God doesn't bless man because man is sinful. I know God gives everyone general blessings, the sunshine, the rain, things like that. But I'm talking about spiritual blessings. I'm talking about everlasting blessings. God doesn't bless man because he's sinful. The Father blesses his eternal Son, Jesus Christ. And if we are in Christ, then we receive blessings through him. The Bible says that all the promises of God are yes in Christ Jesus. So if you really want to be blessed of God eternally in the most important ways, you have to repent and receive Christ as Lord and Savior, because they are only yours in Christ. Verse 26. The blessings of your father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Remember, again, Joseph is a type of Christ. And the word of God here speaks of the blessings of God and how they abound as the everlasting hills, meaning the blessings of God through Jesus Christ are everlasting. 27. Benjamin shall greatly devour as a wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. And, you know, the warlike nature of the tribe of Benjamin became pretty famous. The Bible talks a lot about their archers and their slingers, and they produced some pretty tough characters, including the Apostle Paul. 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spoke to them and blessed them. Everyone according to his blessing, he blessed them. God knows how he wants. God knows how he wants each one of us to be. He has a plan, and he has a purpose for everyone, especially his children through Jesus Christ. And his plan for the 12 tribes of Israel has been revealed in the previous verses. 29. And he charged them and said to them, I am to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephraim the Hittite. So Jacob knew that it wouldn't be long, and he would be with the only woman he ever loved, Rachel, and he would be with his father, Isaac, and his grandfather, Abraham. Death is not a good thing. I would never call it a good thing, no way. Because God doesn't call it a good thing. God calls it an enemy. But part of the sting of death is removed for Christians, because in death they are reunited with friends and family who have died in Christ before them. 30. in the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for a possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife. And there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave that is therein was from the children of Heth. Jacob's soul will shortly be reunited to his people. And so he wants his body to be buried with his people as well. You know, when resurrection day comes, they're going to all immediately see each other in their brand new bodies because they're all buried in the same place. 33. And when Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet into the bed and yielded up the ghost and was gathered to his people. So Jacob said what he needed to say, and then he died. He took care of his responsibilities here, and then he went to his reward and the great family reunion that he seemed to look forward to, at least at the end here. And we must never forget, that as a Christian, because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, death means we will rest from our labors, and death means that we will really only begin to enjoy life the way it should be after we're gone.